Kilo Echo 8 Zulu Uniform Whiskey.
Kilo Foxtrot 8 Charlie Delta November, monitoring.
NATF. Everybody must be busy with the Michigan CISO party. Can't be that mobile.
There's a CISO party today?
Yeah, I think so. But, I wasn't ready for it.
Yeah, obviously I wasn't either, but technically I'm ready for it. All my stuff's put together, I just didn't know it was today.
Yeah, I think this is the first year they allowed FT8 too, but I know Captain Don is doing it, that's why we haven't heard from him in a while.
Where are you out and about to on a Sunday?
I'm going to McDonald's to get my adulting Minecraft meal deal. Because I need to have that Grimace toy for some reason. I don't know. I just saw it on the food review guy, and he said it was a good deal. And then the kids are getting a Happy Meal, and so whatever. I figured I'd take them out.
That sounds way better than the Quest Bar that I'm eating as I'm passing a McDonald's.
Yeah, I haven't had the McDonald's in a long time, so when you haven't had it in a long time, it's better, but if you have it all the time, it's not so great.
I'm proud of myself. I only had 2 Shamrock Shakes this year.
Ah, very good. I had 0 because I forgot about Shamrock Shakes, but you can get mint chocolate chip ice cream at the store. Tastes better. So what has you out and about?
You are not wrong. That is way better than a Shamrock Shake. I'm headed to my dad's right now. We're going to chronograph some different ammo that he just bought for one of his guns, and I'm going to go shoot my crossbow. I think we're going to go hunting tonight.
Yeah, go get rid of some coyotes, because they're creeping around. I saw some rabbits today, too.
Oh, yeah. If we see coyotes, they get shot, but we're actually shooting deer for an orchard. A special permit where we have to reduce the population because of...
Okay, well, that sounds like fun. And then you get to take home the meat, I'm assuming.
I'm going to be noisy for a second here. Yeah, we get take home the meat. We have to take home the meat. It's part of the deal. You have to harvest the animal. And it's all fun and games now until we have, you know, ahead of them. And then it's like, well, does anyone want any deer? Because that's when we start to slow down and we don't have anyone to give the deer to.
Yeah, is all this flooding going to help with your hunt? Or, I mean, I would assume that it would get them out of hiding because they don't want to be in the water.
I don't know. It's not a very big orchard, so it's hit or miss. Some days they're there and some days they're not, or they come out after dark. I don't think the water's going to have too much of a say in how it goes. It's kind of just what they feel like doing that day.
Is it one of those apple orchards like north of Armada, those orchards?
Yeah, it's west of 53, south of Armada. I'll give you that much. I don't want to dox them on the air, but I'll tell you offline.
Oh, okay. Yeah, just waiting for my meal here. Curbside pickup.
Did you use your reward points?
I did, because, you know, my kids are going to not be happy with the amount of food in the Happy Meal, so I used it on one of the double cheeseburgers or something. So, yeah, a little bit of a reward point.
The only way to get fast food now is you got to use the app.
Oh, it goes beyond food and all that stuff. I use it at gas stations now. If I go to an Exxon Mobil, I just open the app up and I pay to activate the pump. And you get reward points that way.
Makes you wonder, how far is this going to go? We can already grocery shop from an app, we already can get our food through an app, and now we can get gas through an app. What's next?
Oh, this is so funny. All the items come in like, I gotta take pictures of this when I get home. But all the items come in like Minecraft game boxes and things like that. You crack me up. I wonder if the hamburger's gonna be a cube.
Minecraft is the thing now. I can't remember what it was the last time I took the kids there. It was the toddler toy was some stupid basketball thing that, like, the kids broke in 13 seconds. So now it's Minecraft?
Yeah, it's to go with the Minecraft movie that's out in the theaters. And, so it's a gimmick. You know how McDonald's is. They like to, get in on the movies and things like that. It's Far Cry from when I was a kid. When I was a kid, it was all, like, these, you know, they had all these themes for everything. I think the Happy Meals were better when I was a kid.
NABBF, I second that. I remember vividly, I'd get, like, legitimate toys in there, like Hot Wheels, not Hot Wheels brand, but, like, die-cast metal cars, like, all kinds of cool stuff. And now it just seems like everything's gimmicky garbage. I got some Sonic toys floating around in my truck. Those were pretty cool, but again, that's kind of like, that's my childhood, right? Like, I played Sonic on my Game Boy, so maybe that's why it appeals to me. But yeah, a couple times we go there, they get, like, sticker books or the last one, like I said, it was like this little cardboard basketball hoop thing and, like, a ball, and it's like, what is a toddler going to do with that?
Well, it's supposed to break so that you throw it away and it's not choking after. I don't know. But it's kind of funny how they're doing, like, adult theme meals now. So, like, the Minecraft it was a Big Mac meal, basically, with the drink, and it comes in, like, this Minecraft, like, cardboard cube thing, and it's kind of like, I think it's to appeal to, like, kids that have grown up and become, you know, this was some of their childhood too. Because, you know, Minecraft's been around for a while, so there's a lot of adults that remember Minecraft from the early 2000s and things like that.
they're marketing to the millennials now who have kids, so it's a double dip.
Is this what they call adulting? Like you're trying to be an adult, but you still have kids tendencies?
I think so. I still have plenty of those, but I have to have some restraint and not do the, you know, act like a complete child. But sometimes I see, like, Legos. I'm a 31-year-old grown man, and every time I, like, take my kids to the store and I look at Legos, I'm like, dude, if I had time, I would 100% buy this and build it.
Well, yeah, it's like a hobby like anything else. It's, you know, they got the Star Wars Legos, and, you know, those kits are really expensive, and, you know, you can tell that they make them for adults. They're just, you know, because they're complex and things like that. But, you know, a kid could do it, too. And, you know, the other thing, too, is if you have kids, you tend to be, you know, have the excuse that you can do kid things because you have kids and you're doing the activity with them.
I already plan on reliving a lot of my childhood through my children.
Yep, the next one's a Nintendo 2, right? Whenever that comes out. I saw the little announcement that it was delayed because of the tariff or whatever. But anyways, I'm home, so I'll let you get the last word in, and I'll talk to you later. KF8S.
Yeah, do some research on that first. I think there's active subscriptions, and the games are $90 for the physical copy, $80 for the digital. So you might want to keep looking at that Steam Deck, but I will catch you later, man. Enjoy your McDonald's and ADVF.
Error 205.
202.
Just in time. We flew out Sunday ahead of all of the funds and all of the stuff that happened around here. I do want to thank Brett, KD8RHD, my deputy, for stepping in and taking my seat and helping out and getting things coordinated around the state. There were some activities. I do appreciate his efforts in working with the SCOC in my absence. So thank you, Dan, for that. I hope all of you have found yourselves to be safe and warm and healthy, and if you did lose, have any power outages or anything, that's all coming back for you as well. Coming up this week, tomorrow night is a Oxcom exercise planning meeting. We put the plan out a couple of weeks ago, just before we left, and or a week or so ago before we left. That went out a little early. We are now working on the event list, or master scenario event list, as it's called, or VEASEL, and that's the meat of the exercise, things that we're going to be looking for the teams to be doing. We won't tell you what that is. That's the part that we hold in surprise, it should sit around the exercise plan itself. Wednesday evening is the FEMA Region 5 Rec League Oxcom Subcommittee meeting. That's on Zoom. Thursday afternoon is the Oxcom Work Group, and I have for Rec League a monthly co-chairs meeting following that. And it looks like Saturday is the NWS, National Weather Service, Wade Lake office is having its semi-annual meeting. And that's always very interesting information there if you're able to attend that, either online or in person, you can. I'd suggest joining into it. With that, let me go to KAJDD, to be followed by WBA-22Z.
K-A-J-O-N, this is K-A-J-B-D. The name is Jim, ETRO for Washtenaw County. We had yet another sour test on Saturday, and we had about 16 people out, and all the sirens that we were at passed, so we're nicely waking our way towards the 90 sirens in the county there. We usually get to all of them. Also, on Saturday morning, we had the D2 EC leadership meeting. That was pretty well attended, and got a lot accomplished there. Did get a nice note from Lance to me for participation in the Cobalt Magnet 2025. That was very thoughtful of him. I certainly appreciate that. Other than that, we've started planning for the spring SET, and I've got my new AECs, lots of energy, sort of pointed at it. Hopefully we'll see what's going on here, and I can step back, and I've done six of them, so I'm going to let them kind of take the lead on this one. We'll see where it goes. Other than that, not too much going on. We're doing some more of the hospital team stuff, making sure the go kits are available. We're pulling in the VA hospital in Ann Arbor and U of M, and we'll see if we can't get them looped in. So that would be good also. Other than that, today I am currently slaving over dinner, smoking a turkey tenderloin. So looking forward to that here in about an hour. So anyway, with that, back to you. This is Kilo 8, Juliet Bravo Delta.
All right, KAJDD, KEADLM, Michigan Section ARPS, CNET. Well, I'll be down shortly for some smoked tenderloin. I love that. Smoked turkey is delicious. It sounds like that meeting was good, the District 2 meeting, that is. I would hope to get to join that at some point here. We had just gotten back. There was no way I was getting up that early then to get down to Detroit for 8 o'clock. But one of these weekends, I might come knocking on the door there. Anyway, it sounds like everything is going well. I'm glad to hear you're getting some help in there and getting ready for the exercise as well. So the WBA-22Z to be followed by KD8RHB. Mr. Mike, how are things up in Rogers City?
Good afternoon, Mike.
That might be in that fashion. Well, Rex City Proctor has some hits, and they were school fleet. We saw them restored. They're still looking at it. Oh, here's the township farm number. See, we went to each other. We've got 7.5 days now running on 7 weeks. Once they got one that's big enough to get up for us on natural gas. And we're in a position where my old portable was able to use for one of my neighbors, and we won't So that's the situation here. We'll look at maybe getting the power back late tomorrow. We'll see how that just what works out. That's the last thing they put out as of yesterday afternoon. No conditions. Today is a nice day for a cleanup, and they're out there again. Getting some of that done. They got the front yard looking good.
Your neck of the woods. Well, good afternoon, Matt, and good afternoon to those of German on the Johnson Net. This is Chris, WHCOP near Rose City. Been a pretty trying week here. We were on the south end of the ice storm. Lost power here at the house for 2 days as the service block ripped right off the front of the house. But the crews from out of state came in and got us back up online. Fortunately, we have an all full house generator, so we were not without power for any length of time. District 7, as you've heard already, they're hurting pretty bad up there. Mayo has pretty much gotten back online, but I know further north in District 7, it's pretty much devastation. I know that it could be, they're talking a month folks get power back, so we'll be praying for their recovery. I'm not going to hold it because I know conditions are pretty poor, so I'll say 7-3 to the group from WHCOP, over.
WHCOP,
over.
Glad to hear your power was not out for too long. We were fortunate down here in Midland. We did not, at least in our neighborhood, we didn't see power outage, so everything stayed on the whole time we were gone. Yeah, District 7 is really feeling the pain of it right now, so God can pray and please to those folks up there, and they are getting their boat back in order again. They're getting a lot of assistance up that way and continue to get it. District 8 also had its share of it as well. All right, let's go next to WD8, AXD, and then we'll take a standby.
KDON. This is WD8AXD in the Michigan ARPSC net. This is Charlie in Kalamazoo County. Yeah, we had two times the storms visited us last Sunday evening and then again on Tuesday evening. But we got lucky and power stayed on and no tree problem in the yard. Yep, no tree problem in the yard. One thing to mention is the Kalamazoo County Racy's group is having another reorganizational meeting with the new emergency manager this coming Wednesday night. In an unusual location, a local church, not a county building, so not sure why, but maybe we'll find that out, but at least the new emergency manager will be there, and we'll get some more updates on what her wants and needs are going to be for the local Racy's people. So, back to you, Max, and we'll stand by and we'll listen for any other people checking into the net when you take a net call. KE8DON from WD8AXB. Over.
Alright, WD8AXB, KE8DON. Well, thank you for your comments, Charlie, and glad to have a few more questions. Sorry to have me affected by this one.
Monitoring here. NEW with paintbrush in the right hand, held in the left hand.
One of the computer systems.
We have a couple of things coming up here. We're going to have in May, May 7th, the MBS Airport Emergency Exercise. We'll be participating with the county out at the airport. We've got involvement from Bay and Midland counties, so we'll get support from them for inter-county communication, since that is a tri-county airport. And then on the second weekend of May is our annual MS walk in Frankenmuth, so we'll be soliciting operators for that from around the area to help participate in that event. That's our biggest public service event in the area, and that's always a lot of fun. So that's what I've got going on this week, Max. Thanks for doing it. This is KC8YVF, back to that.
All right, KC8YVF, KE2M Michigan section here at PRCNet. Thank you for checking in, and for all that you're doing over there in Saginaw County, it sounds like maybe it's going to be a busy month overall. You know, speaking here about the exercise coming together out of the airport, I guess that as well. All right, we're going to jump down to McComb County, KE4GYQ. You are up for comments there. What's happening your way?
KE4ZYQ, this is KJBD. You are up for comments, sir. KE4ZYQ, you are up for comments, sir. KJBD assisting that control. KE8DLN, KE8JBD, nothing heard.
Yeah, roger that. You may have stepped away. All right, we'll go next to NANOR now. NANOR, this is going to bring us to the bottom of the round. So if you're out there, you are up to comment, sir.
N8NOR, N8NOR, this is KHABD. You're up for comments, sir, from the Michigan ARPSC net.
Thank you very much. That's it, N8NOR. Unfortunately, I'm having some input audio issues with my ICOM 7000 that I have to look at to see if I can repair. This has been going on for a couple of months, and unfortunately, my audio is really attenuated.
Not able to talk very loudly, so I will hand it back to you. This is NANOR. KJBD, NANOR has finished his comments. Back to you, KJBD.
All right, KAJBD, thank you for relaying that. I did get a light copy on him. I wasn't able to quite make it out, though, unfortunately. It was a little too light. This is Kilo Echo 8, Delta Oscar November, Michigan Section Amateur Radio Public Service Corps. We are at the bottom of the roster, and I'll make one more call and see if anybody else would like to check in before we close. If so, please call now. Any relays? All right, hearing none, we're going to go ahead and we'll close this session of the Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Corps. We had 13 check-ins today. We ran 28 minutes, not too bad. Had a good session overall. Thank you for joining. You all stay safe, warm, dry, healthy, and have a great week ahead. This is Kilo Echo 8 Delta Oscar Night Under, closing this session of the net. You return to this frequency to normal amateur use. This is Kilo Echo 8 Delta Oscar November out.
KADON, KJBD.
KJBD, KEDON.
I also copy 13 stations, 28 minutes. Thanks for running the net, Max. Back to you, KJBD.
Okay, thank you for checking my math and for serving as alternate one. We appreciate the help. You have a great evening, 7-3, KJBD.
Thanks, Mike. you, KBSWR. Thank you.
KE4ZYQ, how are you doing?
Yeah, Joe, they did call you, but I know you couldn't understand them. There's something going on here, so trying to figure out what it was, what happened there, why you couldn't understand anything here on the repeater.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Yeah, it was pretty garbled and dual transmissions on the feed. I heard a lot of garbling, and somebody was gargling while they were talking. I never did hear them call on me, though. Something happened there. You must have heard it. I missed it.
Sean, do you hear me okay? Because you sound like you're off frequency. I'm on my node. I sound perfectly clear coming over the WAHMAC repeater, and you sound perfectly clear to me. So I'm not sure what that is.
All right, I can't get logged back in to drop the VHF and UHF either, so just have to wait, I guess, until it times out or whatever, because it won't. Alman won't let me back in. Maybe that's the bear.
All right, Jeff. We had the Michigan AuxCom.net on the local ARSPC repeater after Fred and a few of the other guys got together yesterday and got the RTCMs hooked up on the local repeater. But it went south about halfway in. It just was all garbled coming out on the local repeater. So anyhow, that was all. I was just trying to give an update on that. All right, we'll catch you. W8FU.
Yeah, because you're linked to our VHF, right? Did you link it in as well? Because I had it linked in via our Alma.
Well, I am all starred into our repeater, the Mount Clemens repeater. Not the UMP, our VHF one. Fred has that repeater linked into your MI2 network.
Correct. And then on Sunday nights for the net, I merged the UHF and the VHF together so they both carry the net. So I didn't know if you were trying to bring the net to that repeater too or what. So if you wasn't, then that's normally how we do it. My son UHF, I merge UHF and the VHF together so we cover it, but I'll drop it here as soon as we're done with the conversation.
No, I'm aware of that. I wanted to let, I just was listening is all, and the VHF side over here has got issues, nothing to do with what you're doing there. And then Joe here, who's a local member of the Macomb County ARPSC team, wanted to join the net, but the work is clearly not done. The paint hasn't dried on the VHF machine here yet. But, yes, I do know. And I did want to tell Joe that he could go over to the UMP repeater, the UHF repeater. He could have heard it perfectly fine and logged in there. That has always been on that repeater. Okay. Enough on all this, beating the dead horse, and I will let you go ahead and do what you got to do, get them disconnected. WAFU.
All right, not really beating the dead horse. A lot of people don't know what's going on, so it's not that big of a deal. It's all cool. All right, I'm going to drop it here. Keep it up here.
Hey, Sean, which of the repeater was that you're talking about, KE4CYQ here?
The UHF Mount Clemens machine. I think it's 43.625. So the KC8 UMP, that repeater carries that Michigan Oxcom net. And this one here, by being connected up to the Central Michigan VHF repeaters today, got it as well. Whether that continues or not will be clearly up to Macomb County ARPSC administration going forward. So we'll see. But right now it's just in the testing phase, so that's why.
Yeah, did you say 443.625?
That is correct.
I can't believe I don't think I have that on my repertoire. I have to put that in. I got just about everything else but that, from what I can tell.
Well, normally, everything that you hear on that repeater, you'll hear on the FBI repeaters, 2.6 and 2.25 and all those. But for that net you were just listening to, we drop it. And that's because of the HF in the background. I don't have my timer set on all my repeaters to ignore the timeout timer. So we just disconnect. But anyhow, there's a lot to it, and we can talk about it some other time. But that's a good repeater to have in your memory, especially if you're with ARPSC, because that carries the MICON net when there's a activation, a weather event. So MICON occurs on there. It's not something you would check into, but it might be good to keep your ear on. But you definitely it's for county to county information during weather events.
Well, I appreciate you jumping in and giving me that info and let me know that they apparently called on me, but I'd never heard it, so kind of hard to respond when you didn't hear it, so that's okay. I truly appreciate the info. KE4ZYQ.
Yeah, it was a test run because we just got the capabilities added to the repeater late yesterday evening after a series of issues, and we were lucky to get the repeater back up, let alone get the all the All-Star stuff and everything going. So that was kind of a maiden voyage, you know, and it's got warts, so we got to work through those. But anyhow, proof of concept. All right, I'm going to jump out of here. It looks like Jeff still wants to, I know he's doing some roofing work. He probably wants to get to it, so I'm going to let him get to it and disconnect these two systems, because it looks like, according to the dashboard, the UHF is still linked up here.
All righty, well, 7-3 again, thank you quite a bit. I truly, truly appreciate it, coming back and telling me whatever. Any info or intel I need to know, I'm open. So thanks, KE4CYQ, clear ballista.
W8FU.
VHF hub, disconnected.
W8FU.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
What do you think?
What do I think? I think there's a lot to like about Royal Oak. As I travel down Gardenia here, off of Maine, there's also a lot to not like.
Yeah, too many people if you ask me.
Oh, I don't mind that. I enjoy watching people sitting out on a, in front of a coffee shop, having a coffee, watching the people walk by. I don't mind that at all.
Yeah, that all depends, I guess. I know housing is definitely more expensive than it needs to be.
Oh, yeah. Location, location, location. So, if you want to be able to walk to things and have all the conveniences nearby, you pay the price. But then you got to be careful because you can have, there's good areas with that and there's bad areas with that. So, you know, it all depends, man.
Yeah, I know. Just when we've been looking there, it's just, holy cow. Prices are just astronomical. I mean, you get half the house for twice the cost, you know?
That is absolutely correct. Yep, you gotta really want it. But, you know, then the commute, you know, comes in the factor, gets the factor in. In this modern age where we can work from home more often and you don't have to commute as often, you can mitigate much of that, some of that, whatever. But, you know, if you got to commute every day, I remember Farmer Ray making that commute every day down here. That had, especially in that big truck, that had to eat up a lot of that savings. Had to. But, I mean, it's what he wanted, so that's not the point. But if you're looking at it purely from dollars and cents, you gotta calculate that in.
Yeah, you had a heck of a drive. Did not want to do that all the time. but they closed that office he was at, and now he has to go to Livonia when he has to go in.
Yikes. Man, that's even worse. What, how often does he got to go in now, roughly? You know, just, is he a couple days a week or less? Or, geez, oh, Pete, that'd be a crushing ride for him. And then, not to mention the time. I mean, even if you start calculating the wear and tear and the fuel and all that stuff, the time is valuable. How often does he got to go in?
Oh, I don't know. I haven't talked to him in a long time. I don't know. I know they had, like, kind of officially made their position to work from home or whatever, but, I mean, he was, like, a lab guy, so. I don't know how much you can do that from home.
Yeah, anyhow, I do that all the time. Get on Zillow and I'll look at, you know, because I'm thinking about either dumping significant cash into where I'm at or just bailing and going to get what I want somewhere else. And so I start looking around, you know, I start looking not far from here, you know, because the grandkids are here now. And so I try to look in an area that doesn't put me much farther from them than I am now. And that does dictate, you know, staying in a fairly confined area. So, you know, when I check all the boxes for what I'd want and I start looking, you know, then I look at the price I want to pay, and now the, you know, the distance gets much greater. But, you know, if I push the distance out there, for what exactly I want, if I could get all the things I want and get it, you know, I'm, with very few exceptions, I'm pushing out towards, like, Fort Gratiot, something like that, which ain't bad, you know. The kids are in Grosse Pointe, so that's 94 all the way back and forth. It ain't horrible. It is further, But yeah, I get pushed out quite a ways when all the boxes are checked in my price range. Now, if I want to, you know, like you said, if I want to double it, well, then I could probably check all my boxes and stay down there.
Yep, that was, I had to stay within 30 minutes of the kids, so that kind of narrowed most of my search to everything around Flint. You go, you know, go south, it gets too expensive, and kind of anything else is, you know, it's either Flint or outside of Flint.
I've looked just for fun at hits that come up, you know, when I enter in all the things that I want, and Lapeer has always been attractive to me, so I've always, you know, checked around that area for something that checks the boxes, and, you know, of course, as you push around that a little bit, you move, you get more over that way, but that is a long haul for me and the grandkids, you know, and so I don't know that I would want to do that. But part of the, you know, one of the big checks for us at this point is medical. You know, I know you're younger and not as important, but you start to get in your 60s and beyond, and you better have decent medical. Not terribly far. And so that's a factor for me as well. That's why I'm looking at places, you know, that have something of a trauma center. So Lapeer, Port Huron, stay down here. I know Flint does, but anywho.
Yeah, I've been on a few houses. I looked in Lapeer, and I had one house I really liked, but that one was a big bidding war. It was in Elba, just outside of Lapeer, but yeah, just nothing. I don't know, I think I had about 3 or 4 houses that I put offers on, and I think the only reason I got this one is because it's a manufactured house and people weren't looking in that box.
Oh, I do manufactured in a heartbeat. I've seen too many nice manufactureds to think that there's any reason why they don't stand up to a stick built. So how I thought about doing a manufactured on this property, but still am, actually. So, but you know, that tears a whole bunch of value, you know, right to the ground, and it's like you don't get that back. So, all right, I just pulled up with the Chinese food. I got to get inside. I'll be back on the radio in a bit. AB8Y from W8FU.
All right, AB8Y.
NFADRC, WADAP.
Thank you.